Okay, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini that there are ma'achalos asuros. There are some foods that a person is allowed to eat, and there are some foods that a person is not allowed to eat. And the Torah goes through discussing what can a person eat and what can't a person eat. Ma'achalos asuros for many bali machshava, the Ramban in this parish al HaTorah, the Maharal from a slightly different angle, the Ramchal and Misyel Shisharim, there are many that understand that ma'achalos asuros, based on the Gemara and Yuma, is not just a regular isser that a person is violating, but rather it does also involve a bit of timtum hanefesh, or some spiritual contamination, or timtum halev, that takes place when a person eats non-kosher food, that it actually does have the ability to cause, again, a certain kind of timtum. That's why many are a bit more machmir when it comes with ma'achal sasuros. It does appear to be the case that if all ma'achal sasuros and chazal already are sensitive to this, that the one which is perceived in a certain sense of being the most severe is, as the Torah tells us here in Parsha Shmini, v'esa chazir, the pig. Pig is often viewed as being the most tameh. It's something which people relate to with a certain sense of severity. Whether that's necessarily warranted halachically is a bit of a different question, but certainly it's related to with a degree of severity. Why is that so? So we know the Torah tells us here in Parshas Shmi that there are two simanim to make a behemah kosher. Split hooves and whether it chews its cud. Many of the non-kosher animals, so they chew their cud, but they do not have split hooves. When it comes to many of those animals, it's very, very clear right away those animals are considered to be tameh. However, when it comes to a pig, the Torah tells us, v'sachazir, kimafris parsahu, v'shosh asesa parsa, v'hu geira lo yigar tamehu lachem. The pig actually looks kosher. The pig is an animal that has split hooves, and you look at it thinking it is kosher, and there's something inside that makes it more problematic. And the pig, in that sense, is viewed by Chazal as being a much more problematic form of non-kosher food because it sort of presents itself as if it's all good. It presents itself externally as if everything's okay and it wants to hide and cover up a little bit, and that's at least one of the reasons why Chazar is related to in that way. There isn't a fascinating medrash that the Or HaChaim quotes, many of the Mefarshim quote in the Perushim al HaTorah, and it's one that relates to a fascinating question. The medrash appears to tell us, says the Or HaChaim, that lama nikro shmo chazir, why is a pig called a chazir? So asid lachzor lihios mutter, because the chazir, the pig, is lachzor, to come back, is eventually going to become mutter. The Or HaChaim offers the following chiddush, that there is a medrash, and the medrash teaches us that the pig will eventually become kosher. The Or HaChaim, in a different piece, there in Yud Aleph Zion, goes on to point out, but how exactly can this be? Ki HaTorah lo tishin, the Torah doesn't change. The halacha stays as it is, and halacha stays the way that it's always going to be, and it's not going to change. We don't say mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo, like discussion in the Gemara. We assume that mitzvos are going to stay as they are forever, so how is the pig going to be kosher? So says the Or HaChaim, v'la'asid lavo ya'alagera v'yachzor lihios mutter. The simanim of the pig eventually, in the end of the days, are actually going to change, and they're going to make it that the animal itself is going to be mutter, because it's going to have two simani tara, it's going to both have split hooves, and it's going to chew its cud, and that's why it's going to be okay, so suggests the Or HaChaim. There are really a lot of assumptions here in the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim suggests, again, that even though pig is considered to be kosher, he's medayik a bit in the psukim, the Or HaChaim understands that eventually it's going to be kosher, and the way it's going to become kosher is that its simanim are going to change. There really appear to be three different assumptions here in the Or HaChaim, and we'll just try to isolate each of them. Number one, the Or HaChaim assumes there is such a medrash. If you look in the B'nai Yisaschar, there are other Achronim that raises B'nai Yisaschar and Adar, Maimar Zayin, Os Beis. He writes that, you know, people say, Margul B'fume D'inchi S'asir Chazir L'tayr, but he says, I don't know where the Makar is. It's not any of the Midrashim that we have in front of us. And the B'nai Yisaschar questions how much there really is to Medrash like that, as do a variety of other Achronim that question. Is there really a Medrash that conveys the fact that the Chazir is eventually going to become kosher? The second assumption is that this is actually what the Medrash means. Even if there is, Rabbeinu Bechai, as an example, the Ritva Maseches Kiddushin, the Rikanti, the Ravaz, all quote Medrash like this, but they understand it a little bit differently. Rabbeinu Bechai, in his Perush al HaTorah, understands, at least within one day, of a Bir HaInyan, al HaKoach Shelo, that the Chazir represents something. It represents a certain Koach. It represents a certain negative attribute. It represents certain nations of the world. Certain nations of the world that's trying to attack Klal Yisrael. And what the Medrash itself really means, not that pig itself is going to become kosher, but that what pig represents, certain nations, certain kochos that try and challenge Klal Yisrael, that those kochos in the end of days are not going to be there attacking Klal Yisrael, but eventually they are going to come and they're going to be supportive of Klal Yisrael. La'asid yashav v'mshar kol ha'kochos la'azor v'litmoch li'Yisrael. They're going to come, they're going to support Klal Yisrael. And in that sense, it doesn't really mean literally that pig is going to be kosher the way the Orachaim understood it, but rather what it means is that the koach, that pig represents, that chaza represents, la'asid lavo, what's being used now to persecute us, will eventually be used as something which is going to be used for our benefit. The third assumption is an interesting one. The Or Chaim assumes the way it's going to become kosher is by changing its simanim, that eventually it's going to have two simanim tahara, and that's how it's going to be mutter. However, there is a discussion many of the Achronim raise. I believe the Sefer Pardes Yosef has a long discussion about this al Torah, and that's based on a sugya in the first parak of Maseches Bechoros. What actually is the halacha? This pig that's going to change, well, its mother eventually, in that first generation when it shifts, its parent didn't have both simanei tahara. So what's the halacha if you have something which is tameh and gives birth to an animal which is considered to be tahor? So that seems to be sugyas there, again, in the first paragraph of Bechoros, to be shown in there, Achronim talk about exactly what the halachas are of yotzei min hatameh and the like, but the Or Chaim's chiddush seems to be that when things change, that's going to matter and impact and change the status of the animal itself. Let's try to chazer what we spoke about. Maybe we'll add one particular nekuda. The Torah tells us that there are a variety of items that are usher to eat. We tend to take machal sasuas very, very seriously. In particular, the chazer is something which people relate to with even an extra sense of stringency. We spoke about how there is a medrash which seems to indicate, at least the way the Or Chaim understands, that eventually pig is going to become kosher. The Or Chaim explains that animals are going to shift and that the pig is going to eventually get to simanei tahara, not the halacha chas v'shalom is going to change at all. We pointed out that some, the Bnei Yisachar, questions whether there is such a medrash like that. We pointed out that Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Bechai, the Radvaz, and some others question whether that's actually pshat in the medrash. And there are some who question how the Or Chaim's pshat, even if you believe that the animal could change its simanim, how much that's really going to be true. There is a medrash in Sefer Tehillim, the Medrash Sochet in Sefer Tehillim, which understands, which may support the Or Chaim's understanding and explains pshat in the pasuk, but it's something which we say in an essay all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir asurim. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir asurim? So one understanding of the medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu permits that which had been usher. What had been usher? What had been usher is the chazir, and according to the Or Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually be matir that. Not by saying it's, but really the way it's going to do it is through internal halachic mechanisms of changing it, that the simanim are going to shift. But eventually, that's something which a person's going to be able to, have. May we be zocha to experience the end of days, and to be zocha to, if you hold like the Or Chaim, to be zocha to witness that kind of a shift. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Bechai and other things of the Medrash, certainly that those kochos that right now or sometimes come to persecute and make life difficult for Klal Yisrael, that eventually they should come when it's Malah Haaretz Deya Es Hashem, they should become able to support Klal Yisrael in that way.